In their ruling, the justices note that prostitution itself is not illegal in Canada, but the laws meant to discourage that trade endangered lives.
The three laws made it illegal for prostitutes to communicate with clients in public, do business in private buildings, and for anyone else to live off their profits. The court ruled those laws put prostitutes in harm's way by prohibiting them from paying for security, working in brothels, or screening clients on the streets. In writing the unanimous decision, Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin pointedly raised the case of the BC serial killer who preyed on vulnerable street prostitutes. But groups that fight human trafficking and child prostitution called the ruling a step backwards.
And it's a sad day that we've now had confirmed that it's okay to buy and sell women and girls in this country. I think generations to come, our daughters, their granddaughters, and on, will look back and say, what were they thinking at that time?
Today's decision doesn't have any effect on Canada's laws against human trafficking, child exploitation, and pimping. Those laws are all still in force.